It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire! Score!
My guest today is Drew Haddad. He played in the NFL for the Indianapolis Colts, the Buffalo Bills, and the San Diego Chargers. Before that, he played in college at the University of Buffalo, where he'll go down as one of the best wide receivers in the history of that university. Here to tell his story about playing competitive football and also his life of faith is Drew Haddad. Drew, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, Westlake, Ohio, near Cleveland, so you had all your athletic pursuits in that area of the country. Talk about your family, how you got involved in sports, and just your love for playing the games.
Yeah, I, started at an early age. My brother and I had an older brother. We always were outside in the yard. We were always playing at the park. We were trying to do things. And my father was actually a wrestling coach and a football coach at the local grade school. So we got involved early. We were always competitive. As luck may have it, both ended up playing together in high school at St. Ignatius. He was 2 years ahead of me. And, you know, I owe a lot of my competitive nature and kind of my success to my big brother for kind of paving the way.
Now, you would consider yourself undersized for playing football, but somehow you had this grit and determination. Where did you get that from as part of your makeup?
Well, I think it started early. I grew up playing every sport. Mm-hmm. I loved every sport. And my father actually wouldn't allow me to play tackle football. So the fall of my fifth and sixth grade year, I ended up having to play soccer instead. And all my buddies were playing football. Meanwhile, my brother was like 6 foot, 185 pounds in sixth grade with a mustache. So we were complete polar opposites. So I kind of saw what he was doing and the success he was having. And it kind of lit a fire in me, to be honest with you, to prove people wrong and to outwork them. And I think that sustained me. Through my high school, college, and even into my NFL career.
Well, you had some good formation on the football side. You decided to go to St. Ignatius in Cleveland, which is a nationally known powerhouse in football, and played for Coach Kyle, who is a legendary coach, really forming the person, but also athletic excellence as well. Your time spent at St. Ignatius, talk about that in your formation process and playing really competitive football at the high school level.
Yeah, we were very blessed during my time at Ignatius, not only to have a legendary, football coach, but I had a bunch of unbelievable teammates that came together, and stayed on the same course for those 4 years. And we compiled a 41-1 record in my 4 years, and we had 3 state championships and 2 national championships. So got to play with my brother, like I said, my sophomore year, his senior year. And the biggest thing for us was that, Coach Kyle, it wasn't a job for him. I mean, he taught, but it was more of a vocation mm-hmm. and a calling. And we felt that as players, that just his passion and love for the game. And that's something that I tried like emulating myself and still try doing to this day when I'm coaching and trying to help people out as well. But I think it's something that we were very blessed to be a part of that. And he always, praised, or basically talked about, three aspects, being prepared mentally, physically, and spiritually. Mm-hmm. And if you could do that, in your life, then you would be all set.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. We're chatting today with Drew Haddad, former NFL player, now coaching at his alma mater, St. Ignatius. We'll get more into that later on in the show. Now, you weren't only a one-trick pony in high school. You also played basketball and also ran track as well. Was that helpful playing multiple sports to build your, your talents and just growing as an athlete?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of multi-sport athletes, not just because I did it, but I did it for my children as well. Just making them, be a little bit more well-versed. I think it's at times we get so specific and so sport specific that you kind of, I don't want to use the word burnout because that's an overused term, yeah. But I think using multiple sports to increase the muscle memory, allowing guys to work in space in lacrosse or having hand-eye coordination in baseball or, on a basketball court, there's not as much running and understanding pace and spacing. And there's all types of things that can help in all types of different sports. And I think it's a huge benefit to an athlete to be able to able to play multiple sports.
Well, after St. Ignatius, you had to decide what school you were going to go to at the collegiate level. And from my understanding, you were recruited as a defensive back, but I think you wanted to play wide receiver, and there was one school that came calling, and that was the University of Buffalo. Not too far from Cleveland, but definitely a different environment, Drew, in New York State. But just talk about that recruiting process and ultimately going to Buffalo to play there.
Yeah, like I said, my older brother kind of paved the way. He got a full scholarship to play running back at Purdue. I had aspirations, I think, to play in the Big Ten and thought I was good enough to play in the Big Ten. But, you know, the recruiting guys that thought otherwise, I was getting looked at by a few MAC schools on both sides of the ball. And at the end of the day, the wide receiver coach at University of Buffalo, Booker Brooks, came to one of my practices. And it ended up being that University of Buffalo was my only full scholarship offer. So my dad looked at me that night and was like, that's where you're going. So that made it real easy. But I loved my time at Buffalo. Got to become obviously very close friends with my teammates there, lifelong friends. We still stay in communication. And, you know, we had our ups and downs on the football field. But I think your test is your testimony, right? I think it's something along the lines where we formed those relationships in some hard times. You know, my senior year as a captain, we didn't have that much success on the field, but we still talk about being a building block for the future of the program.
And Drew also met his wife at the University of Buffalo, and he married the coach's daughter, from what I understand. So we'll get more into that. His wife, Colleen, and sophomore season, Drew, 67 catches. Wow. I guess you were the go-to guy, huh? That had to be a confidence builder, but just to catch 67 balls you know, just being a prolific wide receiver at the D1 level, your confidence had to be through the roof.
Yeah, it was. I always had that self-belief. And I think that's something where you hope that it kind of permeates. You know, football's the greatest team sport there is. I'm not shy about saying that. You need the little guys, the big guys, the fast, the slow, whatever. But being able to go out there my sophomore year and contribute and help the team as much as I did, was a really good feeling for me, and it kind of solidified my mindset on where I was at.
Well, Drew, you ended your career at Buffalo as the all-time school leader in receptions, receiving yards, and all-purpose yards. So obviously you want to play at the next level, and your dream did come true. So I want to take you through that day, the NFL draft. You were the 25th pick of the 7th round of the 2000 draft. I'm sure you were watching on TV, waiting by the phone, and just tell us about that day. Set it up for us, and then ultimately being quite ecstatic that you were going to play in the NFL.
Yeah, this is one of those days that I love reliving because, you know, at that time before I was, you know, married or had kids, it was the greatest day of my life. So that Sunday morning, you know, the draft was 2 days. So, you know, the later rounds were on the second day, day two, which was a Sunday. So my parents had driven in, my brother had driven in as well to Buffalo, had it on in my apartment that morning. I had a feeling just talking to my agent that I would probably go somewhere in between the 5th and 7th round. Didn't really know exactly where. So Sunday morning, woke up, went to church, St. Joseph's Catholic Church down the street from my apartment. Mm-hmm. And, came back and watched the draft with my family. And by the end of the 5th round, 6th round, we kind of started kind of looking at our list of how many receivers have been taken, you know, where could I possibly be a fit? And my buddies and teammates and everybody started kind of coming over. So it was an exciting kind of buildup to when that phone actually did ring in the 7th round. And I looked over at my old school caller ID box and it said, you know, Buffalo Bills. And it was Wade Phillips on the other line. And Wade, you know, said, we're going to take you with the next pick. And then, you know, no sooner did he tell me that on the TV screen, it popped up current selection and, you know, wide receiver Drew Haddad from the University of Buffalo to the Buffalo Bills. So very exciting day, very exciting moment. And I was happy to share it with my family and friends.
Yeah, I believe Hall of Famer Bill Polian was the GM at that time. And here you're staying in Buffalo. You're kind of a local kid, so to speak. There had to be a lot of fanfare around that as well.
There was. It was actually a blast. We ended up, you know, like I said, I mean, after that happened the next day, I was at the local radio stations, local TV station. Like, I mean, it kind of went on a full circuit because I think everybody kind of like almost adopted me during my 4 years at the University of Buffalo, thinking that I was from Buffalo.
Yeah.
And you know, it's kind of like the local kid, you know, stays home, and it was a good story. And, you know, I went to training or to mini camp that following weekend and, you know, lined up across from Antoine Winfield, you know, who I knew from, you know, the Ohio football days. And I'm like, wait a second, like this is real right now. This just got real. So,
yeah, I'm sure your sense of admiration had to put that on the back burner and get into the competitive mode when you were in that first training camp.
Yep. No, absolutely. And I think that's, you know, that's the beauty of it, man. Like, I think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, your preparation, no matter what you're doing, how you prepare and the time and effort that you put in, you have that confidence. You know, I was very confident that I still could play at that level going against a guy that, whether he played at Ohio State or whether he played in the MAC, or he may have played at a D3 school, you know, ended up playing with London Fletcher, you know, another Cleveland guy, who had a phenomenal career. And again, it doesn't matter your path. It just matters who you become on that path.
Was there an instance or a game? It might've been a preseason game, when you said, "I belong." Did you have that moment?
Yeah. I mean, I had gotten, I think it was when I was in Indianapolis, you know, in Buffalo, it was a little, you know, at the beginning of my rookie year, kind of back and forth, there were some injuries and, you know, I got put on the waiver wire, and that's when Bill Polian, who actually was with the Colts, it was either going to be the Colts or the Bills that were going to draft me. And so when I got put on the waiver wire, they said they were going to sign me back the next day. They just had to make some moves and whatever. And in that window of 24 hours, Bill Polian called and said, "We want you, you'll play, come here, make this decision." And you know what? I did have a leap of faith, and I did. I went to Indianapolis, and in that first preseason with the Colts, you know, before my first preseason game, you know, I hadn't caught punts in practice. I was more of a punt returner at that moment, you know, what they saw me as. Hadn't really caught many passes in practice. Actually called my parents and my family and said, "Do not come to the preseason game. Like, I'm probably not even going to play in the first preseason game," which is not a good sign. And during the stretch line of that morning practice, the day before the game, you know, Bill Polian came over to me and he's like, "Are you ready?" And I was like, "Yes, sir." And he's like, "You have punts the entire game tomorrow night." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, like, okay, here we go. Here's your opportunity." And then Kevin Spencer, who was a special teams coach at the time, walked over to me and was like, "Man, I hope you can catch punts." He's like, and I'm like, "I'm good, sir. I'm good." I go, "I'm going to stay after practice, though." So we ended up staying after practice, catching a couple. And then that following night, I returned a punt 94 yards for a touchdown.
That's awesome. That's a great beginning, a confidence booster as well. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to continue our discussion with Drew Haddad, a former NFL player with the Colts, Buffalo Bills, and San Diego Chargers when Blessed to Play returns right after this.
Jesus had some pretty direct words about the poor. I'll sum them up for you. If you don't serve the poor, you will go to hell. Ouch, that stings. But those aren't my words, so don't kill the messenger. Read Matthew 25. Jesus' entire summary of the final judgment has to do with how we treat those in need. A heart that's unmoved by hunger, nakedness, homelessness, and thirst can't enter the kingdom. Thankfully, it's not too hard to do something about it. Go online and give regularly to your favorite charity that serves the poor. The internet has brought them to your doorstep. Carry gift cards to supermarkets and fast food places to give to the poor in street corners. And if you're able, join a local charity in a hands-on way. Getting to know the poor up close and personal reminds us what's most important in life and what's not. We need the poor more than they need us. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer, joined today by Drew Haddad, former NFL player with the likes of the Indianapolis Colts, Buffalo Bills, San Diego Chargers. Had a great career at the University of Buffalo. Goes down as one of the best receivers in that school's history. Broke a lot of records there. Now coaching at the high school level at his alma mater, St. Ignatius in Cleveland, the powerhouse. He's coaching wide receivers. That's a good position for you to coach, Drew, for what I just talked about. Now, your Catholic faith, I know, is important for you. You're immersed in your Catholic faith in high school, obviously, at St. Ignatius, a Jesuit institution. But beyond that, I know your family had Catholic roots and raised you as a Catholic. Just talk about early on forming those Catholic guts, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, my parents, you know, both Catholic, and ended up sending my brother and myself to St. Angelo Merici grade school in Fairview Park. You know, and ended up obviously going on and getting 12 years by going to Ignatius and getting, you know, 4 years of high school education as well. And God and faith were always a part of our life, you know, from my grandparents through my parents, you know, Sunday Mass, was a must. We did it every week. We, you know, we went to mass every week. We'd either go out to breakfast before or lunch after. And it was a family day. I mean, that was the Lord's day. And that's what we made special for us, and had family and friends around all the time. And that's something that really meant a lot to me, especially as I left St. Ignatius High School and went to Buffalo. You know, there was only a few guys on the team that went to Catholic high schools, mm-hmm. you know, which was a surprise to me. And, you know, so pregame mass, when they had the mass, it ended up being a couple of us. And I didn't know at the time, but my future father-in-law was one of those coaches that would be in that mass as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's where I think God kind of brought me together with him and, you know, my wife, you know, and I think it's, you know, God always had a plan for us, and that's where it kind of all kind of came together.
Yeah, that's a great story. So your wife, Colleen, is, you know, dad's coaching you. He's Catholic. He sees you at mass. It had to be a tough adjustment too, because you're coming from Cleveland. You were just immersed in the Catholic culture, so to speak. And now you're in a part of New York where it's a little bit different, right? And you had to make your faith your own. Was there any resources that you tapped into while at U of B?
Yeah, I did. Actually, you know, Father Pat was our team priest. And he was an unbelievable resource for myself and my family when they came. Was a very, you know, very great guy. Actually ended up marrying us and marrying my wife and I in Buffalo. So, you know, there was a good connectivity there. And we had a Newman Center as well. So every mm-hmm. Sunday night, whether I went to, you know, I would go to mass on Saturday before my games, but even during the off season on Sunday night, there would be mass that they celebrated at the Newman Center. And, you know, I made it a routine with my girlfriend, that, you know, ended up being my wife at the time, going to mass every Sunday with her.
Blessed to play Ron Meyer chatting once again with Drew Haddad, former NFL player. And I want to talk about faith. You know, faith helps us in the toughest of times. And sometimes we question our faith and we go through that struggle. Talk about the times that you leaned on faith during times of adversity in your life.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's been a few. You know, I'd say that I've been blessed with good health. But, you know, my wife has gone through some health battles. And I don't talk about it regularly, but I, you know, she's beaten cancer twice. You know, the first time when that happened, our children were very young. And it was a very scary moment, for us as a family, mm-hmm. With a young family, you know, four children, I think under the age of 8 at the time. They were 8, 6, 4, and 2. And you know, we had to lean into our faith. And I think the foundation that I had and that my wife had in our faith really helped us during that time. And I think that's something where we as believers were, you know, we put it in God's hands mm-hmm. and we had to trust his plan and had to trust his will would be done.
You know, it's interesting as we go through life, a lot of it is focused on achieving but our own mortality hits us in the face at different parts, right, of our life. And we have to come to grips about, you know, what's our purpose here? What are we doing here? What is God's true plan for our lives? And it's, you know, ultimately, we're really building our soul for the next life, right? And we're going to go through this pruning process, if you will. And some of that happens during sports. You know, we go through times of success and adversity in life. We go through the same. Do you find that sports helps you to prepare and your early formation as a Catholic help you prepare for the bigger challenges in your life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's something along the lines of the discipline of it. Right. The routine of it, the habits that you form. And like I said before, what Coach Kyle taught us was, you know, academically, athletically and spiritually when you're in high school. And it goes the same for your work life. Like it's your job. It's the way you take care of your body. It's what you put into your body. It's the spiritual exercises that you do to keep yourself sharp. It's the routines that you do. Again, the habits. Those are all things that are, I think, continue to form you so that when those challenges hit. Right. And when the waters do get rough, that you remain focused on Jesus and in his plan and nothing can set you off course.
Yeah. So when your wife was going through these challenges and, you know, dealing with cancer and there's an uncertainty around it, did you feel that your faith was kicking in or how did you handle that on a spiritual perspective?
I did. I mean, initially I was mad. You know, I was angry. There was a lot of questions, just yeah. like, you know, it happens, you know, in those moments, you just don't understand why, but it's not our place to understand why. And that's what I really needed to be better at practicing and be more intentional with that. So there was definitely a discernible moment for me. And for my family and my wife. And that's when, again, we decided to just put it in God's hands, pray and be strong and get to the other side.
Well, I don't want to leave our audience hanging. How is your wife, Colleen, doing as we speak today?
She's great. She's doing outstanding. Again, she beat it twice. She's healthy.
Great.
You know, and no, just feeling very blessed right now that she's healthy and cancer-free.
Blessed to play Ron Meyer chatting today with Drew Haddad, a former NFL player and now coaching at St. Ignatius, his alma mater. And now you're in a coaching role, a mentorship role. And what a coaching staff at St. Ignatius. You have Elvis Gerback, an NFL quarterback, coaching the quarterbacks probably. You're coaching the wide receivers. So talk about what is your philosophy approach to coaching athletes at the high school level?
Yeah, after about 15 years of coaching at a Catholic grade school, St. Raphael's in Cleveland, I got asked a little over a year ago if I would help out with the wide receivers. And again, I feel blessed to be able to say that I'm doing it and I'm giving back. But I think the biggest thing as a coach, you know, in my second year right now is just helping them understand and helping the players understand the development side of the game and what the game can teach you. They're always, you know, playing hurt is one thing. Coaches talk about all this other stuff about grit and toughness. But again, I was a big guy on preparation. I was a big guy on being over-prepared. I was a big guy in saying that, you know, I got lucky from time to time because that was the preparation that went into it. And the opportunity was at the right time for me to take advantage of it. And so at the wide receiver position, whether your quarterback's all state or whether we're running the ball the entire time, how do you approach the game, you know, mentally? How are you approaching the game and preparing during the week so that when Friday night, when those lights come on, that you're ready to go and you can just let loose?
Well, I want to talk about your approach as a parent to having a competitive athlete and the proper way of going about that. I have a daughter who is a competitive athlete, and I think parents, we could all fall into this trap of living our lives vicariously through our sons or daughters, but there should be a healthy perspective in the way you're encouraging them, and, you know, there's so much pressure on them, too. Parents want them to get the scholarship, so on and so forth. You have a couple of sons who are playing collegiate football at a very high level. What is your approach to parenting, to encouraging your kid to be competitive, be the best that they can be, but also keeping it in proper perspective as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think going through grade school and high school, my eyes were kind of open to their experiences, even with me coaching them or not coaching them, just to see the involvement, or I should say the over-involvement of parents in the athletes' experience. Mm-hmm. I think it's very beneficial for these young athletes to learn and grow on their own. Now, mind you, you know, my kids leaning on me, it's a little different. They can ask me questions. I don't have all the answers. But I think, you know, given my experience, being able to help them and, you know, blessed to say that two of my sons are playing in college and my other one's, you know, a junior in high school who has, you know, multiple college offers, I want to make sure that they know that I'm there, number one, to support them. Okay. But, and I'm also, you know, going to be there for positive and negative reinforcement, right? It's not all, you know, my son should be doing this or my daughter should be doing this. It's a matter of like, what did you do? How did you do it? What did you prepare? How can you get better? Right. So asking those questions pre and post performance, I think is a great way for them to kind of evaluate, learn and grow. And that's something that I've taken into, you know, my parenting role with my children to ensure that they know, you know, there is development in this. And that's the most important thing is that how they develop as a player.
Yeah. And I think, you know, one of the reasons why I started this show is I have this saying that our talents don't define who we are. They define what we do. And there's more to us than our talents. I'm sure your faith has something to do with the way you mold your kids in the athletic sense as well.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. I mean, it's my whole thing was, and we still do it to this day. Like, I mean, we go to mass before games, you know, at St. Ignatius High School. You know, we did it 30 years ago when I was there. They still do it now. I still meet with the wide receivers at the Grotto before the game. You know, we stand in front of Mary and we pray and we have conversations about what do they believe? What do they feel? Like, what are they going to be intentional about in the game? This has nothing to do with X's and O's. Yeah. This has to do with that inner belief, that inner drive. You know, at Ignatius, I had to read the book, you know, The Little Prince, you know, Antoine Saint-Exupéry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. I mentioned that to my players. I've read that book to my children multiple times. You know, there are so many good little pearls in that book that we can learn from spiritually and that we also can take into our athletic and our personal lives as well.
Well, I have to ask you, being a competitive athlete and growing up in Cleveland, who were some of those athletes, maybe in the Cleveland area, that you looked up to on the football side or otherwise?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy. It's actually, you know, I always thought I was a combination of Brian Brennan, you know, number 86 for the Cleveland Browns, and Eric Metcalf, mm-hmm. who returned punts for the Cleveland Browns. And, you know, Marty Schottenheimer was their head coach at the time. I've got an opportunity because Brian Brennan works in Cleveland, at KeyBank. And, you know, he had been around. I played pickup basketball with the guy, and we kind of swapped stories about, you know, playing in the slot and wearing gloves, not wearing gloves, and all these other conversations. And as recently, you know, my son, who's playing football at Ohio State, Texas played Ohio State in the opening game, and Eric Metcalf and I connected and ended up having a great conversation about, like, how I looked up to him and all I wanted to do was return punts in the NFL. And, you know, inspiring me and, you know, as a little kid that always just wanted to be that guy. And then I got to actually do it and tell a guy, yeah, I ended up playing in the NFL, man. And you were part of that inspiration. So it was a pretty cool moment in Columbus, Ohio at the end of August.
Now that is very cool indeed. Well, Drew Haddad has been our guest, quite an athlete, folks, especially at the University of Buffalo, broke every record there. And then took his talents to the NFL, playing with three NFL teams, but now giving back at St. Ignatius High School in Cleveland as the wide receiver coach, and definitely has faith on his side as well. Drew, thank you. I appreciate the time and for that insight, and just enjoying hearing about your life on the athletic side and spiritual side as well. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Ron. Really appreciate it.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed2play.com. You can like us on Facebook and hit us up on the platform X at Blessed to Play. For Drew Haddad, I'm Ron Meyer. We'll catch you next time right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed2play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed2play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.